vaccines are. And one of the things that's going to be interesting is how this stuff's going to get rolled out. And the governor had a news conference at 4:30 talking about that. We'll bring you highlights of that tomorrow, okay? But the bottom line is, it's going to go out, and it's going to go out in the next few weeks. I mean, that's how close we are. December 10th, there's going to be one meeting of the CDC, and they'll vote. And my guess is they'll vote to release the vaccine. One of them, either the Pfizer or the Moderna. There are a couple of others that are in clinical trials right now. So we'll talk about it. We'll talk about that. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Come in right now for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95, along with a free AC inspection.
Well, at 5:30, as we take a look at the traffic cams right now, we do have a bad crash. It's been there. It's in the cleanup phase. Interstate 15 southbound, that's after Cheyenne. The left lanes are blocked in that incident. Also, we're getting some heavy volumes on the southern beltway right now. You're pretty much bumper to bumper. 215 east at Valley Verde, 215 west at Green Valley as people head home. Also, look for reduced speeds through the resort corridor of Interstate 15, both directions, mainly between Sahara and Hacienda. And remember the lane restrictions. Interstate 15 northbound to go to the 215. That's there on the Northern Beltway. The ramp closes at 9 p.m. and reopens tomorrow morning at 5.
New Mail Medical presents this sports flash from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauly. College basketball tonight, both the UNLV men and women are in action. For the UNLV men, they are going to match up against Davidson. UNLV still looking for their first win of the season. They're 0-3 after losing to Alabama yesterday, 86-74. The UNLV women's basketball team, they sit with an 0-1 record, and this evening they are playing at Cal State Fullerton. The Clark County School District has announced that winter high school sports season has been canceled. That means for Clark County Schools, there will be no basketball, no wrestling, bowling, flag football, other winter sports not being played. This sports flash presented by BoomerNaturals.com is brought to you by New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauly on AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio Done Right.
Dell Technologies has announced their Cyber Monday sale. They're releasing new doorbusters every weekday, plus up to 50% off cutting-edge tech for your business. There's no better time to upgrade your small business with the latest laptops and desktops with Intel Core processors, plus there's free shipping on everything. Yes, everything. Give Dell Technologies advisors a call. They'll identify the right tech solution for your business. Call 877-ASK-DELL or go to dell.com/SPCyberMonday. That's 877-ASK-DELL.
Mary's Bistro delivery business is bustling and ready to burst.
Orders 34, 35, and 36 are up. Who's handling these? Hello, Mary's Bistro, now delivering.
It's time to hire.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. The moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Indeed delivers 2.5 times more hires than the other branded job sites combined, according to Breezy HR 2019. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first job post. Terms and conditions apply.
A message to my Medicare-eligible friends. Hey, Kevin Wall here. If you're over the age of 65, recently retired, or a victim of a layoff or furlough, this message is for you. Maybe you're over 65 and you still have your employer health coverage, or you haven't reviewed your Medicare plan the past few years. If this sounds like you, then you need to reach out to my friends Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. They're insurance brokers. They work for you, not the insurance company. They're focused on finding you the Medicare plan that best fits your budget and health needs. There are huge changes coming during the upcoming Medicare enrollment period running through December 7th. There are more than 40 plans available with bigger benefits, more doctor networks, and more insurance carrier options. Let Steve and Amy Miller handle it for you. I've been a client of theirs for 3 years and give them my highest recommendation. Call Blue Sky Insurance today, 702-410-8020. That's 702-410-8020, or visit them online at blueskylv.com.
big name guests, the news of the day, mixed in with a diversity of opinions. Live and local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
By the way, the CDC has reduced quarantine down to 7 to 10 days. This is why I think America doesn't trust the science. That's why millions of people went and traveled over the Thanksgiving holiday, because we just don't trust the scientists, because they don't really know if 7 to 10 days is right, or back in the day, 14 days. Remember? Yeah, you remember 14 days? That was like a lifetime. Wow. And now it's down to 7 to 10 days. Will it be down to 5 days? I mean, in the National Football League, I think you're only out for like 5 days. It's just crazy. Anyway, I promised I'd let you hear some good news. Monsef Saloui is the Operation Warp Speed vaccine czar, if you will. And we're going to go to cut four here, because he was on with Sandra Smith and talked about the rollout of the vaccine. This is very, and this is cut forward, by the way, this is very, very positive news. Here it is.
First off, I'll ask you the question everyone in living rooms across this country is wondering this morning. And when will we, like the flu vaccine, be able to call our doctor or head to our local pharmacy to get a COVID-19 vaccine? When does that happen?
So we will have approval of the first vaccines during this month of December, I hope in the first half or shortly around the 18th. We'll have two vaccines approved. Early on, I would say during the month of December, January, and maybe mid-February, the number of doses that we have will be somewhat limited. We probably overall will have up to enough to immunize 35, 40 million people in that period of time, maybe even 50 million people. Up to then, I don't think we'll have a lot of vaccine in the CVS stores. It will be directed immediately to where various states' health departments will tell us to send it. I would think after that, we will have vaccine doses in CVS and in Walmart or Walgreens, and people will be able to have the vaccine. Up to the month of June, that's the period of time we need to manufacture about 600 million doses of vaccines overall, enough to immunize the total population of the United States.
Dr. Saloui, you are incredibly experienced and familiar with the FDA approval process. A doctor from Johns Hopkins was on our air this morning saying that the FDA is dragging its feet on this life-saving vaccine. Is that the case? Do you see delays happening that shouldn't be?
Well, the Operation Warp Speed made sure that we are completely separated from the FDA, particularly in regard of the process where they use judgment and make decisions around approval, for instance. So, frankly, we are not involved in the process. I cannot judge from factuality. I know from my interactions with the FDA on other matters that they are giving this the number one priority and certainly are looking into the data very quickly. It's really great that the UK Medicine Agency has approved today the Pfizer vaccine. I think it's a demonstration that an independent body that has nothing to do with the politics in the United States has looked into the data and judged them to be good, i.e. this vaccine is effective, it is safe for the UK population, and I really look forward next week for the FDA to reach the same decision.
That's Monsef Saloui. He is the vaccine czar for Operation Warp Speed. And by the way, CDC is going to hold hearings next week. So we may have an approval to use it in the United States as early as next week. Stick around. More to do as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall. So good to have you with us. I'll be with you till 6 o'clock right here. This is where we bring you the news of the day and more on AM 670 KMZQ.
Well,
what's good just got better. Wake up with Mike Gallagher weekday mornings from 6 to 9, Heidi Harris from 9 to noon, and Charlie Kirk from noon to 2, AM 670 KMCQ. Talk radio done right.
Uh-oh. You have an ugly, embarrassing fungus on your toes and don't know what to do. You've tried topical medications and they simply didn't work. You're fearful of the doctor's knife, painful laser treatments, and don't want any part of sulfur-containing oral drugs. Well, Bye Bye Fungus is your answer for fast, safe, and effective treatment of awful fungal infections. Bye Bye Fungus is based upon advanced technology that utilizes a patented combination of isoamalactone and jojoba oil. No other topical product includes this patented combination of ingredients, which work together to quickly eradicate the fungus. Bye Bye Fungus is as easy to apply as nail polish, and for a limited time, you can receive a 20% discount by calling 1-800-258-3635 and mentioning the Kevin Wall Show. That's 1-800-258-3635, or visit us at byebyefungus.com and enter the discount code WALL.
Laborers Union Local 872 is committed to ensuring the safety and health of their workforce. Here are five recommendations to keep you and everyone safe on the job site. Perform a self-assessment before arriving on the job site. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Keep your distance. Adhering to the regulations and limit large group interactions. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
Do you suffer from aches and pains? Have you considered trying cannabis, but you don't want to smoke? Evergreen Organics has a solution for you. Delicious edibles. Evergreen Organics produces high-end infused edibles such as cookies, brownies, chocolates, and gummies. Evergreen Organics culinary-trained chefs combine the finest premium cannabis and ingredients that are handcrafted daily for your ultimate experience. To learn more about Evergreen Organics and where you can find their products, check out evergreenorganics.com. Keep out of reach of children for use only by adults 21 years of age and older.
Hey, it's Pat Casal with the MultiCare Group. Open enrollment time is here. Anyone who needs individual or family coverage should give the MultiCare Group a call at 702-396-9449. That's 396-9449. Lots of changes this year as we add two new carriers. In addition, we've extended open enrollment until January 15th. Whether you want to enroll with the Silver State Exchange or direct with a carrier, the MultiCare Group can help. All the plans we offer are qualified health plans. They'll provide you with free annual exams, telemedical exams, and the best networks in the valley. The MultiCare Group will tailor our plan to fit your family's budget. Our services are no cost to our clients. All you pay is the premiums the carriers charge. The best part of working with the MultiCare Group is not when you buy the insurance, it's when you need the insurance the most. We're going to be with you every step of the way to make sure you maximize your health plans. So call 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449 and set up an appointment today. It could be live over the phone or you can come and meet us in person. Thanks again. We'll hope to hear from you soon.
Hi. I'm Arielle Winter. If you're anything like me, your pets are not only your best friends, they're part of your family. American Humane, which has been rescuing animals like Cleo here for more than 100 years, has life-saving tips that can make a big difference before, during, and after disasters such as hurricanes, tornadoes, floods, or wildfires. So when disaster strikes, you want to be prepared to protect them. Be sure to microchip or tag your pets. Never leave them behind in a major crisis, and be sure to have an emergency kit ready in your home at all times with a pet crate or carrier, leash, blanket, ID, and medications, their water bowl, and 7 to 10 days' worth of food. To find out how to protect your entire family during a disaster and help our best friends in their worst times, please visit AmericanHumane.org.
The same great show with the same great host, just at a new address. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
You know, gentlemen, Jim Dallas and I were talking during the break, and it's like you never heard anything about the vaccine in the run-up to the election. Did you notice that? It was like the fake news media absolutely ignored it. And Kayleigh McEnany, this to me was fascinating. Kayleigh McEnany it's no longer a daily briefing, but did a press briefing at the White House in the media room. And came to the conclusion, and Kayleigh McEnany is the presidential press secretary, at least for another few weeks, and that the fake news media has a short memory of a Trump response to COVID-19. It's almost as if it doesn't exist. This was Kayleigh McEnany, cut one, this morning at the White House. Here it is.
I mean, he's created the greatest testing system in the world. He gave a press conference about 2 weeks ago, I believe, on the vaccine, which he has done at warp speed because he's torn down bureaucratic barriers. He's been hard at work. He's done, I don't know how many coronavirus task force briefings from this podium, but the work he's done speaks for itself. The fact that now the case fatality rate in this country is 2%. It was 6% in April, and what that means is it's a testament to our therapeutics. Another thing that happened recently, in fact, mid-November got almost no attention, but it's, again, a testament to the president, is the two new therapeutics. They are renditions of one is a monoclonal antibody. Another one is a Regeneron therapeutic. And these two therapeutics are given to people with mild to moderate COVID symptoms that are at high risk for severe COVID or hospitalization. So the fact that we've got to the point where we now have therapeutics we can give you in advance to try to prevent you from going to a hospital, and we've sent out 169,000 vials of one and 36,000 vials of another just in a few weeks. He's hard at work at this with the task force behind the scenes. And when we talk about, you know, his public leadership just on COVID generally, I think it's a fitting time, given your question, to note Dr. Fauci now says that we should keep the schools open. He said that this Sunday. This is something the president has said for months. It caused me to go back to July and look at one of my briefing books from July 16th, 2020. And what I found in there was this. The science was always on our side about keeping schools open way back in July. It's being acknowledged now, but in July you had Dr. Redfield saying, unlike flu, kids are not driving the transmission cycle. You had Dr. Atlas, who's been a leading voice on keeping the schools open, saying everyone else in the Western world, our peer nations, are doing it. We can do it. This was back in July. We had a study from the Netherlands about few reports of infections from schools that had stayed open. This was back in July. You had a Yale School of Public Health professor named Albert Koh saying that the bottom line is the impacts of COVID-19 on children is minimal or very low compared to other groups. There was a Lancet quote to that same effect. This was back in July when the president was saying, keep the schools open. I'm looking at the science. It's detrimental to keep kids out of school. But what were Democrats saying? When the president was following the science, here's what Democrats were saying. You had Governor Gavin Newsom say this, I'm not taking pressure from Trump on opening schools. You had Governor Cuomo saying it's not up to the president about opening schools as schools were shut down. You had Mayor de Blasio, who interestingly reversed himself this week, and now kids can go back to school. But back in July, when the science was on our side, he was saying what we won't do is ignore the science and recklessly charge ahead like our president, who was always following the science. You had Jennifer Rubin tweeting that now he wants to kill your kids. I'm not sure how that's responsible reporting. And then you had Anderson Cooper saying that he actually just doesn't care about kids at all, nor the health of their teachers and parents. And you had the American Federation of Teachers and the National Education Association railing against the president as well. The president's followed the science. He's also kept in mind we have a constitution, and he will be unashamed in always advocating for the science and the best interests of the children of this country.
Kayleigh McEnany, her, not daily, but her press briefing at the White House. When we come back, and in fact, I'm going to see if I can squeeze this in before the break. Let's see if we can do this. Go to cut six. This is Betsy DeVos. She is the Secretary of Education and was on with Steve Ducey this morning on Fox and Friends, and saying something that I've been saying for, I don't know, 6 months, 8 months. You know, when we were questioning whether so-called distance learning was making the grade, turns out it flunked out, and that distance learning is not working. This is cut six. This is Betsy DeVos, the Secretary of Education.
New reports show just how much remote learning is not helpful to our students. Virginia's largest school district, Fairfax County, reported an 83% surge in Fs, failing grades from this time last year. Similar research from California also found students were failing more frequently as a result of looking at a computer screen rather than an actual person in person. Here with the discussion, the Secretary of Education for the United States of America, Betsy DeVos. Madam Secretary, good morning to you.
Good morning, Steve.
This is a no-brainer. I mean, kids do better when you are in the room with an actual teacher. And as we have heard from Dr. Fauci and other people, it's actually safer in a schoolroom than it is in a lot of people's houses, and they should probably be in the school.
Well, that's absolutely right, Steve. And we've been saying for months that kids need to be back in school in person. And the data continues to support that in every way. All of the professionals, medical professionals, have pointed to this fact, and yet too many kids today are having to learn remotely, and it's not working for too many of them.
Isn't that the truth? It just, no, folks, it doesn't work. And tell me what you've been hearing from this radio show. On this radio show, for the last 6-7 months, we've been telling you the same thing. Kids aren't learning, period. There's no addendum. The kids aren't learning anything. And I've had teachers, anecdotally, granted, but all you have to do is what's happening in Fairfax County. 88% Fs. That is incredible. Anyway, it just goes to show you that so many in our society, call it the teachers union, whatever you want to call it, because they'd want no part of going back into schools. Although I talk to a lot of teachers that say it'll be much better than so-called distance learning, because the kids will actually be learning. And that's the problem. Therein lies the problem. I'm going to open up our phone lines to you for our final segment at 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. No, this is going to be big. We're going to preview what's going to be a very important day for the President of the United States. He's going to get his day in court up in Carson City. And this may be the make or break part of his campaign. We'll talk about what's at stake. And it's really kind of scary. I mean, the future of our country may be hanging in the balance. We'll do that more. Let me give you the phone number. 844, the number 2, Nevada. 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
New schedule, same great shows. Mike Gallagher wakes you up weekday morning 6 to 9. Heidi Harris engages you from 9 to noon. And hear the next big thing with Charlie Kirk, noon to 2. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
What did I tell you? I told you we'd all get through the darkest hours of the COVID-19 pandemic together. And we did. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Throughout the governor's stay-at-home orders, Francois and all my friends at Ichabod's Lounge on East Flamingo at Pecos stayed open 24-7 to serve up the same amazing food that Vegas residents have come to expect over the past 30-plus years. But now, the Clark County Commission says it's okay to get out of the house, to reconnect with old friends, to have fun. And the best place to do that is at Ichabod's Lounge. They've completed extensive remodeling that will allow you to play while adhering to social distancing and mandated cleanliness. So, at Ichabod's Lounge, you can have fun and still stay safe. Ichabod's Lounge is back, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere and one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas, with the Valley's top gaming promotions. Ichabod's Lounge, open 24-7 with live music. Ichabod's, vintage Vegas dining, gaming lounge and piano bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
I'm Kent Davenport of Quality Hearing Aids. The suspicion of voter fraud begins with sending mail-in ballots to everyone in the registration rolls, including dead people and people who moved out of Nevada long ago. It gets worse from there. The present system of ballot harvesting, inaccurate signature verification by computer, questionable voting machines, and easily hackable software for tabulating those totals opens the door for a very reasonable suspicion of voter fraud. With the technology we have today, we should have accurate registration rolls and a voting system so safe, secure, and auditable that it is totally above and beyond suspicion. Kent Davenport, Quality Hearing Aids, QHALV.com, 3691321, QHALV.com, 3691321.
There's a reason approved certified pre-owned Jaguars enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Jaguars. Hi, this is Ray DiNardi. With the 100,000-mile approved certified warranty, pre-owned Jaguars still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on many more exhilarating drives. Come find yours today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or visit us online at jlrlv.com.
Las Vegas Rock.
Hear about the must-sees, the wanna-eats, and go behind the scenes. Insider Ron Garrett keeps the Vegas vibe alive every Saturday afternoon at 5. Las Vegas Rock on AM 670 KMZQ.
You can listen to the radio again on the weekends. On Saturday, you can enjoy Handle on the Law, Leo Laporte, The Tech Guy, Real Estate Today, and Las Vegas Rocks with Vegas insider Ron Garrett. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I absolutely love it. Now, really and truly, this has been one of those days where we've had so much stuff going on, and it's breaking news. We had the governor on live from Carson City just about an hour ago. It's just incredible what's going on. You would think a month after an election, everything would kind of calm down. It hasn't, not at all. And that's what's so amazing about all of this. I want to go back to Kayleigh McEnany. This is cut two, and Trump reaction to Bill Barr and his comments on the election fraud. There's no Justice Department's found no evidence. This was Kayleigh McEnany earlier today from the podium. This is cut two from the White House.
I want to ask you about comments that the Attorney General made to the Associated Press. He said, quote, "To date, we have not seen fraud on a scale that could have affected a different outcome in the election." Given that, why hasn't President Trump conceded?
So first, he went on to say this. It was in an AP interview where he made that initial comment. But in that same AP interview, he went on to say that he thinks a lot of people are confusing the use of the federal criminal justice system with allegations that should be made in civil lawsuits. And he discerned the fact that he said, quote, "there's a growing tendency to use the criminal justice system as sort of a default fix-all. And the campaign's litigation is all civil litigation, which is apart from something that the DOJ would be involved in."
Up with you on that. Of more than 40 cases that have been brought by the president's legal team, the majority have been denied or dismissed. The election results have been certified in all of the battleground states. Does the president still think he has a path to win?
The president has said that he believes all legal votes should be counted and all legal votes should not be counted. And in fact, the campaign is pursuing that litigation. I can't get into the details of that litigation here, but they still do have active cases in Nevada and Wisconsin.
But how does he overturn the results when they've already been certified in these battleground states?
Again, the president is just looking for every legal vote to be counted, and I will leave it to the campaign to pursue their end.
Coming up tomorrow on the show, very excited. Victoria Seaman, she's been recovering. She tested positive for the coronavirus. And the Las Vegas City Councilwoman will tell us if this has changed her perspective about the disease. Those that have gotten it sometimes say, you know, I didn't realize how bad it was or maybe how good it was. The asymptomatic people say, nothing happened to me. I never got sick. Other people die. Very weird. That's going to do it today. Hope you join us 3 till 6 tomorrow. Till then, I'm Kevin Wall. Make the most of your night, would you please? On AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
You can always depend on your locally owned and operated Meineke for the essential service your car needs. From engine repair to oil changes, we